It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living Approach. Here's Howard.
And welcome, everybody, to 4th of July weekend. Delighted to have you on board here. We've got a little catching up to do here, and then we've got a guest at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about salt. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. It's a very important thing you'll want to hear, I can guarantee you. And got some new things on the website, on Green Living, green-living.com. I've had a lot of activity about the hose that I talked about last week, and everybody jumped on board, and I'm delighted so many people got a chance to try this hose out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go into the store, the Green Living shop, and look at the hose there. We found a hose that's just far superior to any that's on the market. I've been looking at all the hoses that are available for a long time, and I found you the best one. It's the one I use and the one I recommend, so check it out there if you haven't already. A lot of people have been doing that all week. The number to be with me, if you want to call and chat, is 866-444-3478. DirtDoctor.com is our main website where all of the stuff we've been working on for years is accumulated. We just have three websites we're associated with now. HowardGarrett.com is the portable. .com is the portable, and the other is the Green Living shop, green-living.com. We're going to talk about salt with one of the people from the Redmond Salt Company in Redmond, Utah, and it is, again, something that I have found for you that's without question far superior to anything else on the market. It's the best salt. It is a sea salt. Not all sea salts are even anything that I recommend, and you'll learn why when we get into that conversation, so stay around for that discussion. And if you want to talk about the hoses or any watering issues, that's fine. One thing, a couple other things on the website, we have pictures of the Redmond salt mine up in Redmond, Utah, and it's a important thing for you to see because the way it is mined and collected is quite different than other products. So you can see that on the bottom of the homepage there. Just go to under special features under my grinning face there. You can see Redmond Salt. Click on that. And then below that is a neat little slideshow that we put on there for you. It's something I stumbled onto this past week. When Hurricane Ike hit and wiped out all kinds of trees in Galveston, and it wiped out most of the trees down there, unfortunately. Very few were left. The people did something really clever. They did tree carvings. They did these wood sculptures from the trunks that were left, and they've done some really creative, really good-looking things. It'd be better to have the trees back, but this is the second best thing, so enjoy that little slideshow of those carvings that were compliments of Hurricane Ike. We've had a lot of rain. The current hurricane pushing in has been giving us a lot of rain, and it's off and on and off and on. And it's important to talk about a couple of issues. One of the great advantages of this organic program that I recommend is that you can fertilize when the ground and the grass and the plants are wet without any worry. You don't want to do that if you're still using the synthetic salt-based fertilizers that I do not recommend, the synthetic fertilizers. You're going to burn plants. With organic fertilizers, you can put them out before rain, during the rain, after the rain. It's just that during the rain, you're going to get all gummed up, especially if you're using something that has molasses in it. But it's not going to hurt the plants or anything like that at all. On the other hand, if you put out synthetic fertilizers, the 3:1:2, 4:1:2 ratio, or the nitrogen-only fertilizers, which are horrible, or the worst ones of all, the weed and feed fertilizers, if you put them out before a rain, they will leach away their soluble fertilizers, even though they tell you that a lot of it is in a slow-release form. They're still soluble products for the most part. Organic products, organic fertilizers are not. They stay in place and behave themselves. You shouldn't fertilize during the rain because you're going to burn plants and you're going to have the leaching away as well. And you shouldn't fertilize right after a rain when things are still moist because you'll burn plants. None of that happens with organic fertilizers. Dry molasses, the blend products, manure-based products, compost-based products, all the natural products can go out. In fact, I was talking to Bob Webster on his show this morning. We visit every Saturday morning on KTSA down in San Antonio. And we were talking about the fact that the ideal time to do foliar feeding is during a light mist, when it's really, really moist, because the stomata of the plants are wide open, and that's when they can most effectively take the nutrients right in. Again, you get no burning, and you can really get more effective results on your organic liquid sprays or dry products if you do it during or around a rainy event. Don't want to do that with synthetic stuff for all kinds of reasons. You don't want to use the synthetic stuff anytime, but this is just a great example of a specific difference for you. Let's see, what else do we need to catch up on? If you didn't learn about the hose that we talked about, the watering hose we talked about last time, all of our shows are archived. You can go into dirtdoctor.com, go to the radio part of the website, and you can listen to not only the show from last week, but any of the shows in the past. And if you, like me, have been looking for a hose, watering hose, that won't leach toxic chemicals into the water and onto your plants, which most of them do if you don't know that, and if you want a hose that will hold up, that's a good investment, it's not going to break down and start to deteriorate. If you want a hose that's got real thick brass fittings rather than the real lightweight stuff that ends up being hard to connect and then eventually develops holes in it. And if you want a garden hose that won't kink, that's a big deal. It's the one that we cover. Covered on the show later. It's in the shop. It's in the Green Living shop. You can see it there. It comes in several different lengths and colors. But it's amazing. It's just a terrific one. And the owner has told me that he's got a surprise coming of some new additions to the line, and we'll be keeping you updated on all that as we go. A hose that won't kink, though, and it's a lightweight hose. You can pick it up. You can pick up the 75 or 100 foot one, you know, with one hand, one finger, really. It's very, very lightweight and a good deal. We're getting a lot of questions about mosquitoes and fleas right now, and the advertising out there is nonstop trying to get us to buy pyrethrum misting systems and synthetic pyrethroid misting systems and to use toxic chemicals of all kind that will last and give you a long period of time of dead insects in your garden. Well, one thing, you don't want to kill all the insects. You want to kill the bad guys. You want to kill fleas and mosquitoes. You don't want to kill dragonflies and fireflies and lady beetles and green lace wings and butterflies and things like that, which all those toxic products do. The thing that I recommend is garlic. Garlic is one of the best tools of all. You can put garlic out dry or spray it in liquid form. You can buy garlic oil products, and you're going to get a long residual there. And doing it during moist times is really good because, again, the stomata of the plants are open. That garlic is systemic. It gets into the plants, and it stays there and protects the plants, and it also outgasses, even though it doesn't continue to smell like garlic longer than several hours, it continues to repel mosquitoes specifically and other insect pests as well for quite a long period of time. For fleas, you're going to get some help with the garlic, but what works even better than that for you a real long time is putting out beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes don't even repel. They just attack and kill the bad guys, the pests, and they can help you with more than fleas. But fleas are the insects that the beneficial nematodes are the most effective on. You put those things out as a preventative. You put them out if you have a problem flare-up. They attack and kill real quickly. They function as fast as a toxic pesticide, but it's not toxic, and it helps you with not only the fleas, but also fire ants, and also termites, and also grub worms. We're getting a few questions about grub worms coming in. And it's just a great, great time for, especially with some moisture in the ground like a lot of you have right now, to put out those beneficial nematodes. If the stores, the retail stores, don't have beneficial nematodes, you can get them from mail order insectaries that are on the web. We don't have them in our shop yet. We probably need to get them for you, but they're available in lots of places. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, right back after this. Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizer and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Howard back with you, and it's 866-444-3478 to be with me. David is first up this morning. Hello, David.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Well, I was wanting to report on that hydrogen peroxide as a mosquito repellent.
Okay.
It seems to last for about an hour. I was thinking about adding some garlic tea to it.
Now, for everybody that hasn't heard your idea here, you put this regular hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store on your skin as a mosquito repellent, right?
Yeah, I got a top of a sock, a cotton sock. I pour about just a spoonful in it, and then I just go up one leg, down the other leg, and one arm, you know, both sides of the arms. And
seems to work for only about 2 hours.
About an hour, but one
about
thing.
An hour.
My sock is falling apart, so don't put it on anything you want to save.
The garlic addition to it, David, should work fine. This is kind of an interesting home experiment for you to try.
Yeah.
The repellents, as you know, that we've talked about in the past, include things like vanilla and orange oil and garlic and all those kinds of things. So testing each one of those as an addition would be good. Now, whether the hydrogen peroxide long-term is a good ingredient or not, I don't know. It's going to be interesting
to
see.
Well, I was going to call it HG.
HG sounds good.
Hydrogen. But I'm going to have to call it HPG, I guess. Is your middle name Paul?
No, my first name is John.
Sorry about that.
All right, keep us posted. It sounds like an interesting experiment. Keep us posted.
Oh, yeah, I'm having fun with it.
All right. See you, David. And Joanne is next. Hi, Joanne. Joanne, you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Joanne. I emailed you. I love your website, and I'm calling about my tomato plants.
Okay.
Okay, we planted tomatoes in end of April.
Uh-huh.
And you asked me to tell you what varieties they were. We planted a 444. It's called we bought them at Home Depot, a Chef Jeff's Tomato 444.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Well, it says perfect for South, so we thought we were doing good. The tomato plants, we did the organic soil. We did a whole garden over. We tried to make it all organic. We used the Garrett juice. They grew huge. We have huge tomato plants. They look beautiful. No tomatoes. Single bloom. What happened?
Well,
I'm a beginning gardener. I'm so mystified.
Okay, what you did is very simple to fix, Joanne.
Okay.
Next time, instead of the big box, ease down to the local independent garden center and buy your tomatoes there.
I've told my husband that, okay.
Yeah, there's a tremendous number of tomatoes available out there.
Okay.
And some are adapted to our climate and some are not. And we've got a lot of good information. You say you've looked at my website. We've got
right.
recommendations on there. I have a vegetable gardening book that talks about different varieties that we recommend. And
you think that the variety was wrong.
Yeah, you probably just planted something that didn't like it here that much. On the other hand, here's a couple more tips for you for next time. And
okay.
for your fall garden, you can plant again right now.
Yes, I'm ready.
And have
okay.
a fall garden. You need to rough up your tomatoes every now and then. They respond to being shaken or clubbed, literally, with an old tennis racket or something like that. Just every now and then, you just need to really spook them a little bit. It sounds crazy, but it actually helps the plant set flower and set fruit.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But try some of the more... locally recommended and proven varieties and stick with your organic program. Drench that root system now of those that aren't flowering with Garrett juice and Thrive, and you may see something surprising. You may even get some, you may be able to carry those existing plants through to a fall garden and have some production.
Up.
If they still look good, I'd give that a try if you have room.
Okay. Oh, right. We do. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate the call.
Great. Bye.
It's a long distance number is toll free from anywhere. It's 1-866-444-3478. We were talking about insect pests, and it's kind of interesting. We've been watching our own plants in our experimental gardens, and of course, I get a tremendous amount of input from people that read the books and the website and listen to the show and everything else. And it's been an interesting year for insect pests. I haven't seen that many. We've seen some unusual ones. In fact, I've had a lot of conversation recently with the Dallas Morning News. I write a regular column for Dallas Morning News, and they have been getting a lot of questions, and I have too, about bagworms. And bagworms were particularly bad this year, and they did something that I've never seen before. Instead of just attacking stressed plants and certain species, they attack several different species of plants in one garden. They did that even at our experimental place. You can shut that down, and it's a great thing for you to do, very important thing for you to do, to make a note right now for next year. If you have bagworm problems, which is the little football-shaped, elongated football-shaped bags that hang on the plant. There's a little worm, a little caterpillar inside that bag. Make a note for next year, next spring, as the plants that were attacked this year start to leaf out, you release Trichogramma wasps. Trichogramma wasps are extremely good at just shutting down the problem before it even starts. If you have the bags hanging on the plant now, pull them off and crush them, smash them with your hand, and that takes care of them. And I'll talk about those a little bit more later in the show, and we're going to talk about, hopefully, salt in the meantime. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and love to talk to you. Give us a call at 866-444-3478. DirtDoctor.com is our website. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. info@dirtdoctor.com, or fill out the little form on the website. I'll be back.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Howard Garrett back with you, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to be with us, and we're going to be talking about salt here for a little while, is 866-1-866-444-3478. We've got, a new friend by telephone, hadn't met him in person yet, Daryl Bouchard on the line. Daryl, are you there?
I am. How are you, Howard?
I am very well. I want to start before we get into talking about salt. I understand you're moving bees around?
Yeah, I know I should have called in just a little bit earlier. I've got a couple of beehives I tend as a hobby, and I was moving them this morning, and I thought I would be done in plenty of time, and the phone rang just as I was finishing the last hive. So,
well, I hope I didn't interrupt, and you
know, not
at
bees.
All. We talk about bees quite a bit. We have some friends here in Dallas that do urban beekeeping, and they put up beehives, you know, in the area where, well, we have some on the top of our garage at our office, and we also have them all in the urban areas of the Lakewood area where we live. They do a great job.
You know, it's interesting. I know we're not on the phone to talk about bees today, but bees is a great discussion because more people need to do just what you're doing, you know, putting them up on top of their garage or putting them in their backyard. They don't take a lot of space.
No.
And sure need them.
One thing that fascinated me when I first started learning about bees is that even a lot of the people in the bee business use toxic pesticides and use white sugar to set up the hives and everything. I started asking questions about, you know, why don't you use a more natural sugar, even honey, and why do you need to spray these toxic poisons? And a lot of the beekeepers are switching over now. One of the things that they've found works on the varroa mite and the trachea mite, believe it or not, is a sugar. It's powdered white sugar. So we're learning a lot of new things now. We'll talk about that more some other time. It'd be good. Daryl is with the Redmond Salt Company in Utah. Redmond, Utah. Where is it? It's about 200 miles from Salt Lake City.
Yeah, you know, it's probably closer to 150 miles south of Salt Lake City. It's really in the middle of nowhere. If you were to look at a map and look at St. George, Utah, which is, you know, north of Vegas a ways, and if you look at it, Salt Lake City, and put your finger right between the two, you're going to be right about where Redmond is.
Okay, so that's the only place this wonderful salt and your clay products come from is that mine right there. Is that correct?
One of the first questions people ask us when they hear where the salt mines in Utah is they say, oh, that must be part of the Great Salt Lake. And actually, we're, you know, 150 miles south of there, and it's actually not even linked to the same deposit. It was deposited long before the Great Salt Lake deposit was. So
interesting. Well, as a lot of my listeners already know, I'm a huge sea salt fan in general, and I got hooked on your product some years ago. And not only, and we're going to talk about the difference in the quality and everything, but one of the big differences I found right off the bat was the taste is much better on the sea salt that you have.
You know, that is a comment we hear from a lot of our customers, and something that's unfortunate. You know, 10 years ago, if you said, oh, I'm using a sea salt, that really meant something. It meant you were getting a good, clean, quality product. But over the last 10 years or so, maybe 15 years, the term sea salt, unfortunately, really doesn't mean what it used to mean. Because you walk into the supermarket and grab a sea salt off the shelf, and you turn it over and look at the label, and chances are that sea salt that you've picked up is just as bad, if not worse, than the, you know, quote-unquote table salt from that you may have been used to before that. And the reason for that is because the term sea salt now, salt, no matter really how it's produced, is coming from a seabed. It could be the San Francisco Bay, the Gulf of Mexico. It could be the Dead Sea in Israel or the Great Salt Lake, which are dead seas. Or it could be from an ancient seabed, a seabed that was laid down, you know, before you and I were here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case with the Redmond real salt or the sea salt that we have. It's from an ancient seabed. And unfortunately, a lot of the oceans today aren't near as clean as they were, you know, 100, 200 years ago.
And getting dirtier all the time, unfortunately.
Correct. And so you've got a lot of things in the current oceans that aren't great to start with. As you and I mentioned the other day when we were visiting on the phone, the nature of salt changed about the early 1900s. Salt used to never be considered this, you know, this toxic white poison that, you know, the New York City's trying to outlaw and things like that, because
right,
civilization started and thrived and existed based on the salt deposits, which is why the term salary from, you know, the Romans using salt almost like currency.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that at the turn of the century, about 1900, was when salt manufacturers started to realize that in seawater or in natural salt deposits, there are other trace minerals besides pure sodium and chloride. There's things like potassium chloride and magnesium chloride, and those trace minerals are very valuable, and so at that point they started refining those out, pulling out the trace minerals and selling them off. Not, you know, not to be misleading, but just seemed like a pretty smart thing to do, and it,
sure, mm-hmm,
you know, didn't seem to affect the salt at all. Unfortunately, shortly thereafter, people started having problems with high blood pressure and water retention, and goiter problems started showing up. None of that, any of those problems with salt never showed up until the early 1900s, when the nature of salt changed from this natural seawater like you still get out of the Celtic brand, which is a fine sea salt product, or the Real Salt product, to this, you know, pure sodium and chloride sea salt that throws the body out of balance.
Well, not only are the other salts removed during the processing now, but the trace minerals probably go away to a great degree too.
Correct. In fact, if you there was a recent study published in the American Journal of Medicine. It's one I can forward over to you. You can post on your site if you have listeners that would like it. But in it, it says that they actually revisited this salt is bad thing, and when they did, they found that there's a 37% increase in cardiovascular disease mortality, as well as a all-cause mortality when you're eating less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. And they said the difference is the magnesium and the potassium and the calcium intake. And they said as long as you're taking enough magnesium, potassium, and calcium, you can eat all the sodium, you can have all the sodium you want,
sure,
because the body requires potassium and magnesium to break down the sodium. And in nature, the salt occurs with potassium and magnesium. It's just that, you know, since the turn of the century, that potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, other trace minerals have been removed from the salt, as well as a whole slew of things like sodium ferrous cyanide and aluminum and all kinds of chemicals are added back to the salt to make it look pretty and to flow smooth. And so, you know, somebody pointed this out, and I think it's a great comparison. Two things. One, vitamin C is not pure ascorbic acid, and you'd be much better off eating an orange than eating a bunch of vitamin C tablets,
sure,
because your body
absolutely
can process it. Mm-hmm. And some people, when they see our salt, it's a very distinct color. And you look at it, you see the flecks and the specks in there, and that's the trace minerals. And one of the first questions somebody that's never seen our product before will look at the salt and say, well, boy, what are the dirty pieces?
Yeah, it doesn't look clean.
But what's interesting is if you had never, if your entire life, all you had seen is white flour, and you grew up with it, all you'd ever seen was white flour, the first time you saw wheat flour, the first thing out of your mouth would be, well,
ooh,
wait, what's
dirty,
all the dirty pieces?
Really dirty, yeah. Well, it looks different. It tastes different. It's pretty amazing. One of my daughter's friends in college became a chef, and she talked about the fact that one of the biggest mistakes that the amateur chef makes is not seasoning things enough, and salt and sea salt was a real big thing that she talked about. But I think that people that use sea salt really don't have any idea that there's this gigantic difference between the various sea salts that are on the market. Now, one thing we put on our website, we put down at the bottom of the homepage under special features, it says Redmond Salt there, and we put the pictures of the mine that you sent us. I appreciate you doing that. And there's some other information there, but there's a difference just to begin with about where your mine is and how it works versus the mining and the manufacturing of other sea salts. Cover that real quickly for people.
Yeah, two things. You know, one of the things that we're getting more and more people talking about, you know, given, and I'm, you know, not trying to be a fearmonger or anything like that, but, you know, you look at the Gulf of Mexico, and unfortunately, our oceans aren't what they were, you know, 500 or 1,000 years ago. And so we're getting more and more customers calling us wanting our salt because the salt itself occurs in a deposit that's anywhere from 50 to 350 feet below the surface of the earth. And it's underneath this layer of clay that's protected it from all the elements.
And it's been dry for a long time.
Correct. Yeah, it's been there for years. Geologists, you know, they say it's Jurassic era. I wasn't alive back then. I can't confirm it. But it was definitely a long time ago. And because the salt was laid down back then, long before we had some of the challenges that our oceans have today, you know, you're getting a product that's free from those type of contaminants. And the other thing is, as I touched on just a little earlier, most salt companies, even those that are, you know, maybe pulling it out from a mine in other areas, they don't use it just, they don't leave the salt in its natural state. They'll add stuff to it, they'll take stuff out of it, and that's actually what causes the problems with salt. you know, I'm not a doctor, and we always, you know, have to be careful not to make any medical claims. But it's interesting, if you went to the hospital and you have high blood pressure, the first thing, and you've got a serious problem, and you go into the emergency room, you're going to get an IV of saline solution. Because an IV of distilled water would be disastrous. An IV of tap water would be disastrous. Your body can't take anything but saline solution intravenously. And saline solution is salt water. But it's not salt water that's full of aluminum and sodium ferrocyanide, and it's a more natural state, and it also usually has other electrolytes with it, so the body can process the sodium that's there.
Well, one of the things that I tell my listeners that relates to this is that the ranchers out in West Texas discovered some years ago that if they had at least 400 parts per million sodium in their soil, they didn't have disease problems. You know, the salt in the wound type thing, and putting salt in when you ship fish to help prevent diseases is something that's always, you know, been known. The big difference, though, is that it's not just all one salt, and we'll talk about that more when we come back. That's Darryl Bouchard. He is with the Redmond Company, the Redmond Sea Salt Company, and we'll talk about sea salt and related products more right after this. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
If you've listened to me at all, you know I'm a big fan of zeolite to use for improving the soil, but there's a zeolite company down south of San Antonio that's got the highest quality zeolite I've seen, and they have a product that's good for your horses, for your pets, for your swimming pool, as well as for the soil. For information, go to zeotechcorp.com, check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store, and ask for Zeotech Zeolite. If not in your local retail store, check out the Green Living Shop at dirtdoctor.com.
Johnny, inside, and take the dog. Who are you people?
Homeland Safety, ma'am. We're sweeping the neighborhood for dangerous toxins.
Hey, what are they doing?
We're replacing those chemical pesticides with safe EcoSmart products.
EcoSmart?
Yes, ma'am. EcoSmart is highly effective against bugs, but completely safe for kids, pets, and the environment.
EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Derived from nature, backed by research, proven effective. Not just smart. EcoSmart.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? You have areas where things don't grow well or at all. Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type, and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
One of the things that I do is to look around for the very best products and services in any category, and that's certainly what I did on this hearing issue. And I ran into a company called Affordable Hearing, and they are the company that I recommend. A lot of reasons. They have several locations. They will meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592. It's available for you 24/7 to answer your questions. And it's also the number you call to set an appointment with Greg Keeney or one of his Affordable Hearing staff members to give you a free hearing test and then let you take one of the high-quality hearing aids home and try it for a while. See how you like it before you have any obligation at all. It's a Dirt Doctor recommendation, Affordable Hearing. They use only the latest and greatest technology, and they'll save you money through their excellent prices. Affordable Hearing at 800-521-1592. Howard back with you, and from the Redmond Salt Company, Redmond Sea Salt, real salt, is Daryl Bouchard. Daryl, you there?
Yep, I'm still here.
We got a caller, and let me see if I can figure out how to pull her up with you, and we'll see what you can help her with. Mary, you there in Longview?
I am.
What's up?
I have been using Redmond Salt for about 6 months since I first started hearing you talk about it.
Good.
And I have problems cooking with it. I cannot get it to dissolve, and all of the food that I make with it tastes gritty. How do you get it to dissolve and be like other salts?
I've never had that problem. Daryl, is that a typical issue?
You know, that's a great question, one that we get quite often. The salt itself, because of the trace minerals, real salt is about 98% sodium and chloride. So that other 2% is trace minerals, potassium, magnesium, selenium, zinc, copper, phosphorus, iodine. A lot of those trace minerals are water-soluble. However, there are some of those, the silica and some of the other trace minerals, they aren't water-soluble, meaning that, yeah, they're not going to 100% dissolve in your glass of water. Now, that doesn't mean that the body can't absorb them and they're not really good. And depending on the spot in the mine that we're at, those trace minerals vary because, it's an all-natural product. And so about 6 months ago, we went through a spot in the mine that had a little bit more trace minerals, so there was a little bit more of that texture felt.
I've never run into that, but maybe it's the different food. I use it really heavily on eggs and mashed potatoes and all kinds of things. What kind of food did you see the problem with, Mary?
Well, just about everything. I cook with it. I'll cook soups or, you know, casseroles, anything like that that has to be cooked for a long time with a lot of liquids. And I just cannot get it. And I've even tried dissolving it in hot water before I put it in the food if I'm going to be cooking. And, well, to tell you the truth, if I'm going to be cooking, when I eat it, I just use it and it's gritty and I just go with it. But when I'm cooking for other people, I cook with Brand X salt.
Okay.
Tell you what, Mary, it might have been that when you purchased that jar, it may have had a little bit more of that trace mineral in it, which, again, is great for the body, but may not be as palatable. If you want to call our 800 number, which is 800-367-7258. Now, we're not open today, but you call us on, and actually we're not open on Monday because of the holiday, but call us on Tuesday and let us replace that shaker for you. We'll send you a new one out, see what you think. It may be a little less of that trace mineral. See if you like that. And I would give that a try.
Well, now, I will say that I'm getting it in a bag, and the first bag was just like regular salt that you've always used. But the second one just seems, and maybe I just got some of the new stuff.
Yeah,
sounds like it. Yeah, because I've never run into that, and I've used a lot of it. So,
and all the product, it all varies because it's coming from a natural deposit. And so, yeah. And there was a time that we went in, and we were thinking we wanted to, we try to balance that, and, you know, try to pick spots in the mine that hits that, we call it kind of a sweet spot of about 98% with a 2% trace mineral. But, you know, it may have been the shaker you got had a little bit more in there, and that didn't work for you. So, yeah, let us replace that one. And
Did you get that phone number, Mary?
Yes, I did.
All right, 800-367-7258.
Us know, you know, when you call in, say you heard about Daryl. I was talking on the radio, and he suggested that I call and could get a replacement shaker.
Well, okay, that's fine. Like I said, I'm using it anyway. I can eat it because I know where it came from. But when I cook for other people, it's kind of hard for me to make them believe that it doesn't have dirt in it.
Let's get a replacement because I have never experienced it. I think you just have a strange little piece of that mine going on there.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Well, that's the only negative I've ever heard about it, so I'm glad that came up, and if it comes up again, people will know how to handle it with you.
Well, and what's interesting, as Mary pointed out, because she knows, it doesn't bother her. And we've actually got customers that call and ask for more trace mineral. I mean, they want, they've asked, you know, us to try to put 3 to 4 to up as high as 8% trace mineral in the salt because they want those minerals and they know that those are good for them. But it does change the, you know, palatability a little bit if you're not aware of what that little extra texture is.
Well, I'm glad it came up because, like I said, I've eaten a lot of your salt. I do every day, and I have never run into that issue at all. Speaking of texture and everything, let's talk about another product that you have. It's the Redmond Clay, and I took a big spoonful of it in a glass of water with several other things that I drink every day. Is that product in association, or is it right beside the salt deposit?
Yes, yep, they occur in the same area, which makes sense because geologists say that there's all kinds of clay, but the particular type of clay that we call Redmond clay is, geologists say, is a volcanic ash from prehistoric times that fell into a body of water. So you've got this seabed there, and it makes sense that there would be this volcanic ash, ancient volcanic ash there with it. You know, it's interesting that you call yourself the dirt doctor because we call clay the pretty much universal dirt medicine. So we don't call it a medicine, but it works for just about anything.
Well, that's Daryl Burchard, and we're going to talk a little bit more. Daryl, can you hang on?
You bet.
It's Green Living. My name's Howard Garrett. The telephone number to be on is 866-444-3478. This wonderful salt and the clay is available in our online store. It's called the Green Living Shop. Go to dirtdoctor.com or go to howardgarrett.com or go to green-living.com and give it a whirl. I recommend it highly. And we'll talk about the other related issues right after this. Talk to you in a little bit.